are many theories about who was the first European to make contact with the indigenous peoples of America. Some experts believe that the first encounters may not have been between First Nations and Europeans at all. Instead, the first meetings may have been between South Americans and North African and or Middle Eastern peoples. Now, the theory is not as crazy as you might think. This is because art and artifacts, like the pottery below, produced by the indigenous peoples of South America seem to have incorporated certain elements of the Middle Eastern style. A possible reason for this similarity? Well, sailors from the famed maritime cultures of Carthage and or Phoenicia may have made their way to the New World, and while they were visiting, something called cultural flow or trade took place between the two societies. Now, with that said, the most likely candidate for earliest European was an Irish monk named Brendan the Navigator. It is believed that Brendan sailed west from Ireland with several followers looking for a new holy land of sorts. Instead, he found Iceland. There is even evidence that suggests Brendan may have sailed as far west as Newfoundland. For instance, in a 9th century Latin book entitled Navigatio Sancte Brendani Abbatis, Brendan describes sailing in a little oxhide boat with a band of monks to distant lands. He also mentions ice floes, which are probably icebergs off the coast of northern coast of Newfoundland. But Brendan also writes about talking whales and an island inhabited by birds that spoke Latin. Though the account is interesting in a Beatles White Album sort of way, it definitely does not make for compelling evidence. The first people to actually record their experience and not meet talking whales in the process were the Norse in 1000 AD. Based on the archaeological record, the Norse established small settlements in Labrador. They were likely the first Europeans to make contact with the ill-fated Beothuk First Nation. The Vikings established fishing communities on the northern coast of Newfoundland. Remnants of their sod houses can still be seen today at archaeological sites around the province. According to the Norse sagas, the relationship between the Vikings and the native peoples was less than satisfactory. The Norse called the Beothuk Skrælings, or Skrælings, from the Norwegian word Skrælingsgar, meaning small and withered. The Beothuk apparently reminded the Norse of trolls and were described as ill-favored men with ugly hair on their heads. The skirmishes between the two groups continued until the Vikings finally gave up on colonization and left.